Hello.
My name is Joseph Cashon. I'm the interim president
for the local RRC.
RRC, go ahead.
The last time around, I think we had a hearing in 2007.
In 2007. And
then we brought a lot of our members.
We
didn't really connect.
Because
when the SSRB,
SSRB
made their recommendations, everything that was presented by me and our taken into a record. So this time around, we came prepared. So we have somebody that you can communicate with. We have two lawyers. If you look at your titles, you've got two doctors across there, and one biologist. I don't know who else that is. So
we came a little bit more prepared.
How do you, I don't know if it should be through SSRB or
SSRB go on, or Ian Argon, the clue Nick would that okay.
How do you obtain your threshold for approving? An area for restrictions.
You know,
is it based on consultations? Is it based on talking with leadership? Part of the Great Bear Lake, so I'm just wondering how did that come about?
Was
that just, did ENR just do it themselves?
Or was
it SSRB
had any
input into that?
So
I'm just wondering how do you impose the restrictions? So if you can answer it now, or you can probably talk to your legal counsel. If somebody can provide that
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the question.
Merci, Mr. Chair.
So I'm not exactly clear which restrictions are on Great Bear Lake you're talking about, but I'm just going to talk generally first. When
ENR
is considering that there might have to be some sort of a change or a restriction, we have two streams. So first, we do consultation. When we do consultation, we send information to the leadership. So there are organizations that represent rights holders, and we initially start with a letter to those organizations, and we offer as well follow-up meetings. The board has their own processes for making a decision, and I can't speak to that. Perhaps the board will.
Go ahead, Joseph.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Merci, Mr. Chair.
It just seems kind of backwards for me. Right now, you seem to be justifying yourself.
From the way I understand it, ENR does their data and they provide the numbers to
where there's a Blue Northeast or Blue Northwest,
they provide the numbers to the board. And if there's an immediate threat, then
the
board triggers off
a
call for a hearing.
And then
the restriction should be So I'm just wondering how that came about. You know,
I'm just wondering how that came about.
And thank you, Joseph, for the question. We're still a little bit unclear about which restrictions you're talking about. I just want to explain how the restrictions for the Blue Northeast came into being. So we did do a reconnaissance survey of the calving ground. So that's not the full photo survey, but the one we're looking at over not as precise, but it gives us a good idea of what's happening on the calving grounds. And the information from that survey indicated that the herd had undergone a drastic decline, enough so that there was real concern about what was happening. So there were a series of meetings. That information was provided to all the user groups, and then there was a series of meetings with the leaders. So the chiefs, our minister was there, our deputy minister, and all of the political leaders of the Aboriginal groups that were affected, and the renewable resources board in the affected area. There was a lot of discussion at that meeting about what should be done, and then there were a series of technical meetings that followed so that all of the information could be provided to all of the groups, all the technical experts could discuss
Kovalik.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Must see, Mr. Chair.
I guess that question of that line that was I'm just wondering how that came about.
Tani da kani bega kete waxi ko se tani atla isi iwan tari keri sendi.
Okay, Mr. Chair, we're still trying to clarify which line we're talking about. Are you talking about
2010
I'm hoping that I'm addressing the question that you're asking.
We
established a much smaller
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, maybe we'll try to find that information in the Larry Innes, a legal counsel with Cobell Lake. I've been asked to a couple of the more technical questions to you regarding the use of the population model.
Does ENR's population model
accurately predict
her composition.
So, to put that another way, when you flew your surveys in 2010, did you get from your observations the same result?
Let me just quickly, or I'm going to try to explain a little bit about how the population model works.
I hope that helps with the question. Well, let me just follow up with a supplementary lawyers like to use terms like adequately.
We get confidence limits on model predictions, so we then, and that tells us the degree of precision of the model, and those are also given in our caveat reports.
Rather than chase you around for those numbers, we'll request them in writing.
they're if you look, I could read them out. They're in the Cabin Ground Survey Report.
In
the
Cabin Ground Survey Report,
for the benefit of everyone in the room, that would be helpful.
In
the
Ayun Balonce,
okay, so adult female survival and yearling survival was estimated at 0.71.
Okay, slow down.
With a standard error of 0.01 and a confidence limit of 0.69 to 0.72. Full survival was, the estimate was 0.57 with a standard error of 0.01 and a confidence limit of 0.55 to 0.60. Calf survival and proportions of fetal breeding varied on a yearly basis as described in the model. So there's figures in the report that show those. So
can you tell them what
page? I don't
think
it's worth reading out every year, but you can see it's figure 29 on page 56 of the Cabin Ground Survey Report.
So given that we've established that these are estimates with certain green error associated with them, given that we've established that the observations within confidence limits that the questions that we've asked is, what are the results of the model run if the upper and lower bounds of those estimates are used? For example, you know, if we're looking at some of the key drivers like cow survival rate, and how much uncertainty is there in the model predictions re future population status if those upper and lower limits are used? Are we talking thousands of animals, hundreds of animals? Magnitude of when we actually look out several years, as you're proposing to do in the slides detailing the future trends of the herd over a 4 or 5 year period.
Stochastic simulations. However, some general comments I can make are that the range, the confidence limit that I get for adult females is still below. If I use the higher end, that is still below what is needed for the herd to be a stable herd. It's still the confidence. So that is a general comment, because we've not run detailed comments. So in other words, the model that we model. It is based upon observed data.
I just wanted to mention one more thing, maybe it's maybe a question.
I think some of you heard this. cita na kiono na kila kona gaita kote kote siya asi gaita le kote pezi kola kota kena araita I kana kachoyon pelons cita na ita kote thailo kona gaita kote ayuna pelno kote peka siya te kohi kena a I tanda sina ne fun kote I kani tani tara tirati kani karati ninte 25 to 100 si Sinia, Quinca, get up, that was a caniga, it never is. Are you impelled to connect a tummy that Sierra's a teletati? Can you impel lots? That's in a let bite on my killer, go no white that was a fat asile, Sierra, I tell a good catchu, go to the catchu, when I thought Halak on Iron Pelons, it's a go higgin, other Sina Iron Pelons, Seta, Seta, go where quite the garris, Seta, by the garrico, and he would say, Nikin. Aiga tagararati tani ekui arati garati nehinisi aryun pelons punka te tanet ehinte ekui ketsana tarte ketsana tarte tati sinsi kani wokune hulaintele ikete si wokune hulaintele nehinisi etiri ba aryun pelons ekui niga dinos east and west si ehent elaint eta tani Tani ait a catch on is we get to you like ele and then the kineta home big a such no well la ta big era shows at arati so ni kuli hinsi e e e cha e kind e ti 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 lende ti cha ti si la that's a chuako ola and that teach at this in kani that's a chuni de beko satsuni kenin na wanin de aryone pel no go tse that's a chuni de Then the thoughts in the Tanaha go all. You see, Yach Aki will again, Harcoat in a quick coach Aki will again, et a it at the sea build. I remember Lomonata, where go on. Nihin Sultan Hitler could say Kate, Kanini Mijra, teach at the candidates a chunite, did in a Harcoat in a Kekulu, coach Aki will like it on the coach, and that it in a fun running a gate, take it either. I remember Lonsa on the Shiki, on the Kokanagiri, I see Kokanagi as I. Just like you. Go say to me,
Touching me, I don't think so.
And then he has seen it talk because the canitent that's a chuckling that clattered than the die chuckled and ran his ole. He does me, he could say, I don't tell no good thing. But he teach a dick, honey, are you in for a long time? It's good. And that tight, you know, Bonata, where is Nicotti?
Mr. Chairman, Jan Adamczewski with ENR.
ENR
we understand the reservations in your community, other communities, about the collaring.
I could say town of any living there, you see, make any living there, you could elegant a hell, tattle in the helicopter, you could get any dinning there, on the on 2 years and a half, I think on Kirio, and that on the Equia caribou, yeah, Tatsun took away last week and an indepitagar, and then Lons, Quia, a pink and a eye, e hick or lagoz, on 2 years, pink and a hand in there. In there, I am balanced. Who's going to start a quick and a
spring, March, April? Bruno does a lot of those surveys.
He does a third one in Doha. I could get in there. I am balanced. A quick and a hand in there. The Bruno here is here. I am balanced. Cook on it. And I can wear it. I am balanced. A quick and a hand. I see. On the year, Satsun cook. I will see. I am balanced. Quite the other.
And the reality is sometimes you get
the issue.
A little higher ratio here. But he might have actually looked at 5,000 individual caribou.
Are you in Berlin? And you connect a number. Iron Bellows, I had a Iron Bellows, and 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 I had a Iron Bellows, and